A lot of people are more sensitive to the energy around them than they might realize. Some might label this as being psychic, but really I think it's something we all experience to some extent. It's just that some people are more tuned in than others. For those who are especially sensitive, they can walk into a room and almost instantly sense the emotions and vibes floating around, even without a single word being spoken. This kind of sensitivity is a special gift, but it can also feel like a burden at times. So what can we do to protect ourselves if we're one of those people who picks up on everything? First off, it's crucial to accept that you simply can't make everyone happy. Not everyone is going to like you, and that's okay. Each of us is on our own unique path in life. Some people will connect with you deeply, while others just won't. But here's the thing, it's not about trying to get everyone to like you. It's about being true to who you are. There's a tendency, especially among those of us who are naturally kind-hearted, to try too hard to please others. In doing so, we sometimes end up losing sight of ourselves. It's wonderful to be kind, but it's even more important to be authentic. When you're true to yourself and embrace who you are, you'll find that other people's energy doesn't affect you as much. If someone doesn't like you, that's their problem, not yours. By staying true to who you are, you create a sense of inner peace that can't be easily shaken by the opinions or emotions of others. Here's a powerful method to stop absorbing other people's energy. The idea of invitation. You have the choice to accept or decline where someone's energy might lead you. No one can enter your personal space, your inner world, without your permission. Every person in our lives is there because, in some way, we've allowed them to be. It's like when you leave food out, it invites others in. If there's no food, no one's interested. Similarly, by being mindful of what we offer or attract, we control who enters our personal space. Remember, the key to not absorbing other people's energy lies in recognizing this daily. You hold the power to decide who you allow into your inner sanctuary, which is your true self. Another strategy is to not give your attention to energy drainers, often referred to as energy vampires. These are people who feed off your energy to sustain themselves, like parasites living off a host. The phrase paying attention is literal. When you focus on someone, you're giving them your energy. The universe operates on exchange, and your attention is part of that transaction. When you focus on energy vampires, you're essentially feeding them, which leaves you feeling drained. To stop this, shift your focus. Whatever you concentrate on grows. Energy vampires thrive by occupying your thoughts, draining your mental energy, which exhausts you. Be mindful of where your attention goes. Are you focusing on your goals, or are you caught up in fear and negativity? Some people dump their emotional baggage on you and leave, like an emotional drive-by. Don't let yourself become their dumping ground. Release these negative energies. Understand your worth and don't let others dictate your value. This is how you stop absorbing other people's energy. Lastly, just breathe. Being in nature helps clear your mind and reset your energy. You feel light, open, and free. You can meditate in any way that feels right for you. Meditation isn't just about sitting quietly under a tree. It can be anything that brings you joy, like dancing or singing. It's about cleansing your inner self, becoming fluid and adaptable like water. Think about a butterfly. Ever wonder why it's so hard to catch one? A butterfly is delicate but doesn't soak up your energy. That's why it's hard to catch. It's light and quick, constantly moving. The key is in its movement. When you breathe deeply, you raise your energy. The more you slow down, the more you might absorb others' energy. Breathing well improves circulation, which helps you feel calm and keeps you from taking on others' vibes. How you carry yourself also matters. When you look down, you invite others to drain your energy. Walk with confidence, knowing your worth. Don't let anyone make you feel small. There's no one greater than you. Think about a caterpillar, eating so much that it can't move. It's weighed down by everything it's taken in. To fly, like a butterfly, you need to be light. Keep moving, transforming yourself like an alchemist. To truly change your life, you need to start within. How you feel inside shapes how you appear outside. Your body reflects your mind. Ask yourself, how do I feel? Taking full responsibility for your emotions is key to not absorbing others' energy. It's not about blaming others, it's about managing your own feelings. We live in a world full of endless possibilities. The universe gives everyone a role, and sometimes it tests us. The people who challenge you might actually be your greatest teachers. Don't give them power by fighting them. Focus on being your true self, and remember that you are a co-creator of your reality, shaped by your thoughts and feelings. Everything comes down to how we perceive things. The way we see ourselves is more powerful than how others see us. That's the key. When you shift your perception, you shift your reality, and this is how you stop taking on others' energy. The word perception has roots in the Latin term perscipio, meaning to understand through the senses. So it's all about how we view ourselves. The real power of perception lies within us. It's about the image we hold of ourselves. Ask yourself, how do I see myself? If you view yourself as a victim, you give others power over you, and you start absorbing their energy. No one has power over you unless you allow it. How you see yourself is what truly matters. You can't control what others think, so rise above it. Let go of fear today. Fear is just false evidence that seems real. Many of us are trapped by fear, but to move beyond it, we must accept ourselves as we are. It's not about fitting into society's mold. From a young age, we're often told we need to conform, act the same, dress the same, laugh at the same jokes. But that's not true. We need to be ourselves, fully and completely. The more you connect with your true self, the more you can empathize with others. Being in tune with nature helps activate your intuition, allowing you to sense the emotions of those around you. This can be freeing, but if you don't manage it, it can become overwhelming. Some people choose not to empathize because they are disconnected, perhaps due to factors like diet or environment. Remember, we attract what we are. To stop absorbing others' energy, surround yourself with positive environments that uplift you. Like attracts like, and when others take on our energy, it's not always about positive or negative. It's about the connection we allow. Everything in nature thrives on a symbiotic relationship. The sun and ocean, the moon and plants, all are connected by sharing. To stop absorbing other people's energy, we need to ask ourselves, is this person lifting me up? And am I doing the same for them? Is the energy exchange balanced, or is one side taking more than giving? We have the power to choose where we place ourselves in this world. It's important to remember that you are worthy of a life that is limitless and fulfilling. So why waste time dwelling on someone who doesn't add value to your life? Let go of that energy. The key to stopping the absorption of others' energy is to shift what you focus on. Many of us spend hours watching TV, absorbing stories that don't serve us. Instead of letting television shape our thoughts, we should take control of our own narrative. Much of what we watch distracts us, turning us into passive consumers. The human brain is like a powerful antenna, picking up and sending out information. We need to be mindful of what we're tuning into. If you don't like what's on TV, you change the channel, right? Do the same with your focus. Shift your attention away from what drains you. Nature's wisdom can guide us in every part of life if we pay attention. For women, the womb is deeply connected to the universe, acting as a bridge between spirit and matter. It's where intuition resides. To protect your energy, especially for women, it's crucial to keep this space healthy and energized. Spend time in nature, move your body, and embrace life. Most importantly, remind yourself that you are worthy. Live fully, breathe deeply, and enjoy life. Being nice is good, but being true to yourself is essential. Speak your truth and be authentic. Learning to say no with confidence is a powerful tool that will take you far in life. When you set clear boundaries, you stop taking on everyone else's energy. Many people, especially those who are naturally kind, struggle with this. They often avoid saying no because they don't want to disappoint or hurt others. But in doing so, they end up neglecting their own needs and inner voice, their heart. Nature reminds us of balance. As I listen to the birds singing in harmony, I'm reminded that sound is a powerful way to keep ourselves from absorbing unwanted energy. Everything vibrates, and sound is a form of vibration. Music, as the universal language, can heal us and lift our spirits, helping us stay centered and neutral. If you live near the ocean, take advantage of salt water. A swim in the ocean can help neutralize your energy, as salt water has the power to balance the cells in your body. Water itself has the ability to influence the structure of your DNA, grounding you and enhancing your well-being. Intuition is about seeing clearly, about tuning into the deeper patterns of life. The more we connect with ourselves, the more we understand the beauty and intricacies of nature. While having strong intuition is a gift, it's essential to protect ourselves from negative energy. Remember to enjoy life, smile often. Think of the butterfly. Though it's sensitive, it flies with grace, lightness, and freedom. It has mastered the art of protecting itself while remaining delicate. We can learn from the butterfly. Be sensitive, but safeguard your energy. The power to do this lies within you. Keep diving deep into life. Stay well, stay healthy, and be at peace.